In 1900, the Michelin Tire Company in Germany wanted people to drive more. The more they drove, the more often they needed new tires. And so the Michelin Guide was born, an authoritative guide that rated restaurants in Germany and eventually most of Europe. Today, to be a Michelin-starred restaurant is a coveted honor. In 2005, Michelin launched a New York City edition, followed by other major U.S. and Asian cities. But I recently learned something that disappointed me. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Armworld Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. It's been revealed that tourist boards sometimes pay fees to lure Michelin to do a guide for their cities. The other day, Michelin announced a Great Lakes edition that would cover Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Detroit, Indianapolis, and Pittsburgh. A tourism promotion outfit called Meet Minneapolis agreed to pay $750,000 over 3 years to cover Minneapolis. I'm disappointed. Michelin traditionally makes money by selling their guides, and the ethics of accepting payment from tourism promoters is now under debate. Tomorrow, I'll suggest an alternative if you're looking for good restaurants. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.